This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And you're listening to Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm alone today, so bear with me. It might be a very short episode because talking to myself can sound a little bit weird. Man Uptage will be back next week, so regular programming will resume. But for now, though, you only have me to deal with. Anyways, I want to talk about Russia, because Russia wants to cut itself from the global internet, and this plan is going to be tricky to pull off, both technically and also politically. But the Kremlin has set its sights on self-sufficiency. So in the next 2 weeks, Russia is planning to attempt something no other country has done before. It's going to test whether it can disconnect from the rest of the world electronically while keeping the internet running for its citizens. This means that it will have to reroute all of its data internally rather than relying on servers abroad. The key to this test is actually like a proposed sovereign internet law, which is currently working its way through the Russia's government. It looks likely to be eventually voted through and signed into law by the President Vladimir Putin, although it has kind of stalled in the parliament for now. So putting on an iron curtain down over the internet may actually just sound like a simple idea, just, you know, cut the internet off. But don't be fooled. It's really difficult in technical challenges. It's also going to be very expensive. The project's initial cost has been set at about $38 million by Russia's financial watchdog, but it's likely to require more than that. One of the authors of the plan has said that it would most likely be about $304 million. But even that figure, according to Bloomberg, and some industry experts are saying that it won't be enough to get the systems up and running, let alone to maintain it. Not only that, but it has already proved deeply unpopular with the general public. An estimated 15,000 people took to the streets of Moscow earlier this month to protest the law, which is one of the biggest demonstrations in years. And also, you know, just how will Russia actually disconnect itself from the global internet? So the new law will require the nation's internet service providers, or ISPs, to use only exchange points in the country that are approved by Russia's telecoms regulator. Now, these exchange points are where the internet service providers connect with each other. It's where their cabling meets at physical locations to exchange traffic. So these locations are overseen by organizations known as the internet exchange providers. Russia's largest internet exchange provider is in Moscow, connecting cities in Russia's east, but also Riga in neighboring Latvia. As well as rerouting its ISPs, Russia will also have to unplug from the global domain name systems, or DNS. So traffic cannot be rerouted through any exchange points that are not inside of Russia. The DNS is basically like a phone book. So if you go onto your browser and you type in google.com, your computer uses DNS to translate that domain name into an IP address, which identifies the correct server on the internet to send a request. If one server responds or doesn't respond to a request, another will kind of step in. Traffic on the internet really behaves like water. It will kind of seek any gap it can flow through. And this won't be easy, because it will involve configuring tens of thousands of systems, and it's just going to be difficult, if not impossible, to identify all the different access points citizens use to get online. Some of them will be using servers abroad, such as Google's public DNS, which Russia simply won't be able to replicate. So the connection will fail when a Russia users try to access them. And then the purpose for this, though, according to the Kremlin, they're saying that this is to make Russia's internet independent, and it's easier to defend against attacks from abroad. To begin with, it could help Russia resist existing sanctions from the US and the EU and any potential future measures. So if Russia is seeking for inspiration, it kind of just needs to look at the East, because China, they've been quite successful in shaping the online experience for its citizens to advantage, to at least their advantage. But the difference with China is that China has decided to exert a high degree of control over the development of the internet while it was still at a nascent stage. Russia, though, as we all know, is very familiar with the internet. Russia businesses, citizens, they're all firmly, you know, embedded with the global internet and use a lot of foreign services like Microsoft Cloud and you know, a whole bunch of other kinds of services, more so than what the Chinese people do. So it's not very clear yet if the law will ever become a reality and if this is going to actually be a success. But the Russia government isn't known for being flexible or responsive to public pressure. It's far more likely to be delayed rather than dead. So keep your eyes out for the next 2 weeks on this developing story, because it is very fascinating to see how a country wants to disconnect itself from the internet. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Russia and then we'll have GeekTunes, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back, and I'm going to stick with Russia again, because the future of genetically modified babies may lie in the hands of Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to Bloomberg, top Russian geneticists held a secret meeting this summer with the government health officials in Moscow to debate a bid by scientists there, Denis Rebrikov, to create babies genetically modified with gene editing technology CRISPR. The first children that were born in China last year as part of the project to make HIV-resistant humans, that undertaking was halted amid of, you know, criticism of its ethical failings and also a criminal investigation. The question is now that will Russia kind of grab the CRISPR baton where China kind of dropped it? Dmitry Peskov, who is the spokesperson for Russia's leader, declined to give Bloomberg a position, saying that gene editing is not a presidential issue. However, Bloomberg reports that the Moscow gene editing conclave was attended by pediatric endocrinologist Maria Voronstava. Secondhand reports also have noted that Maria is saying that she doesn't think that scientific progress can be slowed down, but it should be controlled. You know, perhaps maybe limiting production of CRISPR babies to state institutions. So exactly who should control genetically modified future is still in debate. Should it be scientists? Should it be IVF centers or less than democratic governments like those in China or Russia? Many scientists say that editing embryos and turning them into people is too risky to proceed with, but the thing is, though, it's not expensive to do so, and the cost can only come down. So in the future, you may have to choose between a brand new car or a super child. And that is the bigger worry here. So Putin has also already made some comments about gene editing, likening the technology to a nuclear bomb and citing the possibility of creating soldiers who feel no pain. And according to Bloomberg, Putin last year directed $2 billion to be spent on genetic research that he said will determine the future of the whole world. Anyways, now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. Technology is a tricky thing. The people selling innovation insists you need it. Your experience may that your business is operating perfectly well as it is. The simpler truth is that most business can leverage artificial intelligence to reduce costs, increase efficiency, or to support the services they offer their customers. Whether it's analyzing data sets, creating real-time insights for your sales and finance teams, simplifying your business processes, or automating complex tasks, artificial intelligence is leading the way forward. TM1 Smart Solutions, powered by artificial intelligence, provides the speed and agility needed by businesses to remain competitive. That provides flexible and cost-effective solutions to power SMEs with class-leading AI-led knowledge, insights, and customer service. Real intelligence, made possible by TM1's hyper-connected ecosystem. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute. And for GeekTunes, Matt actually sent in a request, and this is his pick for this week's GeekTunes. And this is David Hasselhoff. Yes, David Hasselhoff. The man who, you know, became popular from the series like Baywatch and also Knight Rider. He's also a singer, Surprise, surprise. And this is one of my favorite David Bowie songs. And this is Heroes, but a David Hasselhoff version. So have a listen and enjoy. BFM 89.9.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.